Back in 2007, by a unanimous vote, state lawmakers approved the creation of an interagency council for services to New Yorkers who are deaf, deafblind, and hard of hearing. But, like so many well-intentioned initiatives, 14 years later, the state body has become defunct. In response to this situation, Assemblyman Ken Zebrowski, a Rockland County Democrat, has carried legislation for 4 years now that would create a new state office of the deaf and hard of hearing. To learn more about this proposal, including why it's needed, Assemblyman Zebrowski joins us on the phone. So there's usually a backstory with a bill like this, maybe a personal connection to the issue or persistent advocacy from an interest group, in this case, likely representing deaf New Yorkers. So can you start our conversation by explaining how this became your issue in the Assembly?
Sure. I have within my district here in Rockland County, some very active and engaged members of the deaf and hard of hearing community that have worked with me on various issues. One of the bills we were able to sponsor and get signed into law was allowing that any folks that request that closed captioning be put on in a place of public accommodation, that request be granted. That came to me during an emergency during perhaps Hurricane Sandy, if I remember correctly, where folks were attempting to read the news, but they couldn't because they were denied closed captioning at a place of public accommodation. We had another bill that we still have that would establish a visor card system for when folks of this community are pulled over by law enforcement. And in working on these couple bills and some other issues, it became readily apparent that there was just no real singular entity to go to talk about these things. So if you take the visor card issue, for example, we're working with DCJS, which, you know, wants to work with us, wants to be accommodating, but doesn't necessarily have the expertise to deal with this community, or if we're dealing with a DMV or something like that. And looking at other states have far better models where you have sort of a one-stop shop, if you will, that's thinking about these issues, that's interacting with the community, that's giving recommendations to the legislature and the governor. And we just feel like it's been an enormous loophole for many years that has prevented a lot of good things being done that could make our state more accessible to the deaf and hard of hearing community.
So then what would you envision with a new office of the deaf and hard of hearing in terms of, say, staffing and even, you know, maybe funding?
First of all, you got to go back, as you said in your opening, this was attempted, but it was attempted through sort of this interagency council that was established in 2007, 2012. It was moved to the Justice Center. Just the way it was set up, it hasn't been utilized. It's been defunct since 2012. When you set up these interagency councils, sometimes it's just a bit amorphous. It's a bit squishy, if you will. That's a legal term, squishy. it kind of falls through the cracks. So what we want to set up is a real office within the executive department that is established and that will function. And then it'll have an advisory council too that'll be made up of 11 members, the majority of whom will be folks that are members of the deaf and hard of hearing community, so that we have folks that are within this department that understand the challenges, that are thinking about these things, that are advocating with statewide and national organizations and attempting to be forward thinking in all the ways that we can be in New York State. So it'll have an executive director, and you know, they'll be able to hire staff within the executive department, and then this council will be volunteers.
Do you have any sense of the scope of something like this in terms of the number of New Yorkers who are deaf or just hard of hearing?
No, I don't have an exact number. We've kind of looked into it before, and actually it's one of the responsibilities of the office will be to report to the legislature, to have data like that, to investigate and do studies, give us a sense of how many folks around the state are deaf, how many are hard of hearing, how many have other hearing issues. We don't have, as far as I know, any office, anybody we can go to right now that's thinking about these things in a singular way. Obviously, this is a community that has major challenges. Folks across the state are working in our state, they're members of our community, they are contributing in all the ways anybody else. And we need to foster them. We need to lift them up, and we need to make sure that we're breaking down any barriers. That's, you know, what we hope the office will do.
Considering how this defunct interagency council was introduced with such fanfare in 2007, you know, I was reading the press releases in anticipation for this interview, does the deaf community feel like they're an afterthought in New York?
Yeah, I think they feel frustration, and I think they feel forgotten in a way. And that, as you said, it was established with great fanfare, and here we are how many years later, and it's defunct. And so, and when they have these type of issues, like I talked about some of the things, like I shouldn't have to sponsor legislation to set up a visor card process for folks when they're pulled over and how they can best interact with law enforcement. There should be a state agency that's thinking about these things, that is establishing that and working with our local police department, to DCJS, to come up with the best possible policy. I shouldn't have to do that by legislation. You know, they shouldn't have to be lobbying around the state. There should be people thinking about these things and making New York as open as, and accessible as possible. So there's a lot of frustration in the community. And, you know, we obviously have a New York State Commission for the Blind that is set up a little bit differently. It's in the Office of Children and Family Services, but is thinking about and doing some of these things already. So we should be providing the same type of things for the deaf community.
So why do you think this office will be a better solution than the interagency, which is non-existent right now and not helping anyone?
I think by establishing it as an actual office, it won't seem as voluntary. None of this was meant to be voluntary, but it will be an actual established office. It'll be somebody that's appointed by the governor, somebody that's, you know, with a salary, that'll be able to have staff and will get these council members appointed to. So I think it'll sort of cement it, if you will, whereas this interagency council, as we've seen, it's just sort of been forgotten. It's fallen through the cracks, and these interagency councils and these study councils, sometimes that will happen. And that's unacceptable to the deaf community.
You've carried this bill for about 4 years now, and this year you have a companion bill in the Senate sponsored by your Hudson Valley neighbor, Democrat James Skoufis. So does that mean it will become law in 2021 and you've moved past whatever hangups there were in the past?
We're looking to prioritize it this year, and I've talked to Senator Skoufis, and I think he's going to do the same in the Senate. There has been some discussion over the years about whether or not if we set up a overall office for disabilities, that whether or not it would make sense for it to be part of that office. But that idea hasn't made it past the finish line either. So I think it's far past time to get this up and running.
What sort of learning curve have you gone through as you've become a champion for issues of the deaf community?
Yeah, absolutely. Even to meet and discuss these issues with the community has required certain accommodations.
Oh, that's a good point.
And when you sit down with folks and they talk to you about their day-to-day interactions, about sometimes the fear, like I said, of, you know, if they get pulled over, how can they communicate with a police officer? Or when they talk about, you know, losing power and going to, you know, say a bar or a restaurant or something to try to attempt to see what's happening during an emergency, you can really get a sense of sometimes the isolation that can set in for communities like this and how unfair it is and how we really need to be taking steps as a state to break down those barriers, like I said earlier, to be accessible. And when you sit down and you talk about these things, it really hits home, and you're able to the extent possible, you know, walk a mile in their shoes, although that's never really possible.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblyman Ken Zebrowski. He's a Rockland County Democrat. Assemblyman, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for talking about this issue today. It's really important. Appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.